And Wednesday evening means that we find out all about the Worthing Herald. Sarah Booker is the digital editor. Evening, Sarah.
Hello.
Have you had a good week?
Yes, thank you. Have you?
Oh, a tickety-boo week so far, thank you very much.
It's nearly over.
We're only halfway there, dear. Come on, behave. What's on the front page this week of the Worthing Herald?
Well, the front page, our main story, is a very unfortunate tale of a 7-year-old boy who ended up as, well, got some nasty little injuries after skating into some fishing wire that was strung between a tree and a skate ramp.
Oh dear, oh dear.
Yes. 7-year-old Daniel was just riding his scooter through Homefield Park with his mum on his way home from school, and it's at his neck level, and off he went. He doesn't actually want to go to through Homefield Park again because he's been so traumatised by it. And we've got some pictures of his injuries, and his mum is a lady called Beth Thomas, who is quite well known to a lot of parents in Worthing, and she thinks that it's probably been something that's been put together by teenagers as a prank, who don't really seem to realise how dangerous it is, especially for small children. Now, Daniel was very traumatised at the time and dashed off into the toilets in the park and was talked out by his mum and a very kind PCSO who happened to be there, who helped him get out and said, yeah, this is just a little something that's happened, it'll be okay. But he's still very, very traumatised about
it. Clearly not an accident, though. This is maybe kids having fun in some kind of silly way.
Yes, a very deliberate thing. But yes, you don't necessarily think that fishing wire, when you look at it, just all swirled up, it's just a load of plasticky bits. But when it's strung out, it's quite dangerous stuff.
Let's talk about, from fishing wire to the seaweed problem, really, because that's back with a vengeance in Worthing, isn't it?
It is. We had a few years off, but it seems that it's all grown back again. I spotted a tweet the other day from a fisherman who was saying, has anyone seen the state of the seaweed down on the beach? And I got in touch with him on the old web, and he sent me a few pictures, and we were so struck by the amount of seaweed on Goring Beach that he'd seen. We've got a picture of him down there, and it's knee-deep for children, definitely. And it's very difficult for people like him who enjoy fishing on the beach, and they can't, they're sitting there surrounded by the smell, they've got to wade through it, and he thinks that the council or somebody should really try and clean it up. Now, you can take seaweed and put it on your garden. It's quite a good fertiliser. But, of course, it does cost money, and this is the credit crunch time, so it's not likely to be cleaned up by the council. But the town centre manager has said that they will be clearing it for Birdman because, of course, you know, there's going to be a hell of a lot of people on the beach for that, especially if it's a good day. And they don't really want to have people wading through that, but for the rest of the time it's a case of having to put up with it,
Seems. And very, very briefly, Sarah, before you go, tell us about the party time. It's Rotary Carnival time on Sunday, isn't it?
Indeed, we've just had the festival, the Lions Festival, and now we're on Rotary Carnival. That's on Sunday afternoon, and we've got the full programme in the paper, but there'll be floats along the seafront with all the schools and groups taking part in that, and loads of entertainment happening in Steen Gardens. So it's really been a month of partying for Worthing, and it's not over yet.
Excellent. And the Worthing Herald is out on the newsstands, and the price is
45p.
Is the right answer. I'll be looking forward to it dropping through my postbox tomorrow morning. Sarah, many thanks for speaking to us this evening.
Thank you.
That's Sarah Booker, the digital editor, not just the editor, but the digital editor of the Worthing Herald. News at 6 on the way in just a moment. Let's firstly, just a very quick update from the M25 with Sylvie Blackmore.